that was something that came across when you were playing football, the fun, the element, the enjoyment in it. And sometimes it can become very serious and people can let it take over. And that's, I guess, what you're talking about.
Well, it can do, yeah, because like there's a lot of pressure on a lot of people, even at this level. You look the other day and what's his name? Phil Brown. You know what I mean? He's been sacked the other day, and you know what I mean, at this level, and it's very hard. But at the same time, it's still a game, and it's the greatest game, and people have got to understand that there's everybody who'd want to do it. I think there's not many blokes I know who wouldn't want to be playing football for a living. And if you get the opportunity to play football for a living, you get the opportunity to train and make yourself the best you can be, then that's what I try to do. And that's what I try to let the boys understand. It doesn't last long, and when you're not playing, you do miss it. And you want to be playing. I'd love to be playing now, even just to be joining in the games, but it's very hard for me because my ankle's fused. But at the same time, you just want the guys to understand that, you know, if you can stay out for an extra 20 minutes, 30 minutes working on the weakness in your game, then do it. You know what I mean? That's what I've done. It was just all hard work.
Inevitably, people will see you working with footballers, current footballers, and say, you know, are you thinking about maybe going back coaching a club or managing a club? Is there anything within you that wants to do that in the future?
Nah, to be honest, I don't want to be a manager. I think that's that. I used to sit at home in between television shows and that, thinking maybe I should get back into it. But I don't think it's for me. I wouldn't be able to deal with everything that goes on with football management, having to deal with the amount of things, manage budgets and stuff like that. The way I do it here, and I come down and do it with Carl, it suits me fine. I look at the side, watch the forwards, watch the midfield, see what the midfield do so as it can benefit the forwards. And that's just about as much as it gets for me. I don't want to go and do 4 and 5 badges or whatever it is. I just like it how I can take it like that.
And what about Carl? Tell me about Carl. Young manager, he's doing a fantastic job.
Great job, yeah. I love him because like Carl's like myself. It's football first with us. It's not anything else. He's very passionate about the game. When we had dinner 3 or 4 months ago and we was talking about the game, and it was after that he said to me, why don't you just come down and just come around the place and get your vibe about, see if you can help my forwards out and stuff like that. And we just talked about football for just hours and hours, and the great players and what you want and what he wants to achieve out of the game, if what I could maybe help him with in respect of what I've done in the game and stuff like that. And you know what I mean, we've got the same thing in common. We just love the game. We're very passionate about the game.
And finally, let's bring it back to MK Dons. Yeah. Your opinion on this season? Have they got the goods to get automatic promotion?
Absolutely. When you look at what they... Of course, you know, Charlton are really doing well at the minute, and they're playing very well and deservedly so. But, you know, being third, in the, just tucked in there nicely. People are starting to notice what's going on. They know that MK Dons play very, very good football. And so people are going to notice. And that is when you're going to find out what the boys are about. And that's what Carl was saying. To have somebody around, make them realise when you're going to finish off maybe a promotion chasing season. You know what I mean? You need people to be calm. You need people to be relaxed and just do the same things that got you in a position in the first place. And I think that they've got a great chance. They've got a great chance. But it's all about... recognising the opportunities and being very ruthless, putting teams away, winning games, winning all the home games, and obviously not losing away from home, getting a draw. But definitely, I think they could go automatically, no problem.